Blog Talk Radio.
To another edition of Slim. Welcome everybody to another edition of Sin City. You on with your man Father Time. I got my two co-hosts with me. I got the lovely Miss Toy. Miss Toy, how you doing?
What's up? I'm good. How you been?
I'm all right. I got my main man Cass with me. What's up, dog?
What it do? What it do? What's the business?
I can't call it, man. Well, you know it's Tuesday, man. So you know we gotta do what we do on Tuesdays. Let's start it off with why do people try to live above their means? Question I've been asking myself the last couple of days. You know what I'm saying? You making $30,000 a year, but you're trying to live like you're making $100,000 a year. You know what I'm saying? You're going into debt, trying to keep up with the Joneses and all of that. I mean, what's up? Why do people do that, man? Talk to me.
You got to figure. You got a lot of people out here to do that shit. Like you said, keeping up with the Joneses simply because. I mean, hell, we all want nice shit, but shit, some people go through any means to get it. You got some motherfuckers that'll sit back like, fuck rent. I need these shoes.
That's right.
Which is crazy. That's crazy as hell. You can't sleep in a pair of shoes. I mean,
can sleep on them and keep your feet warm while you outside.
That's the whole point. I mean, come on, let's be realistic. You know what I'm saying? What about you, Ms. Toy?
I think that's just how society has everything. Now, look at how everything is glamified on TV, on the videos. Chad says it's trying to keep everybody look good. Everybody else thinks they're doing good when they're really not.
Yeah, but the people you see on the TV and the videos and all of that, I mean, they probably making six figures a year.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But that's what is glamorized on TV.
Well, I don't know about all that. I mean, I'd rather pay the rent than, you know, go grab the Xbox or the PS3 or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Because once I pawn it, then it's gone anyway. You know what I'm saying? I bought it. Then next week I got to pawn it because I didn't pay the rent. I took the rent money and bought the PS3. Now I got to go to the pawn shop, pawn it, and get the rent money back. Don't make no sense. And I should have just waited till next payday to get it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you've been waiting a month to get it, go ahead.
Well, you said you got the people who just, they look at the videos, man. They want what they see that's on TV. You know what I'm saying? People want to live that fashionable life. I mean, I'm not saying it's right, but, I mean, hell. Like I said, you got like, I was laughing. I heard a Kanye West song earlier, and it was so true because he was like, a lot of motherfuckers buy shit just because they see it. You know, just because to say that you got it. Like, he's like, can you pass that Fusace? And he was like, well, shit, the real turn is Versace. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers don't even know half the shit they buy. They just buying it because shit they seen. Shit, Jay-Z with it on. They seen Beyonce with it on. Or Beyonce promoting it, Jay-Z promoting it. I mean, dude, it's just a fucked up cycle. But then come the end of the day, half that shit that you see them with on TV, they just read that shit.
Right.
Yeah, I tell you what, though. Okay, let's say Jay-Z promoting something, right? Now,
yeah.
I go get it, right? Don't pay the rent because I want to go get what Jay-Z got. Now, is Jay-Z going to come and let me stay with him after I get evicted?
No.
That's my whole point.
No. I mean, I understand. I agree with everything you're saying, but, I mean, you ask why do we live above our means. It's because, man, it's hard to get. I mean, you live in a reality, and then you got a fantasy world. Shit, some people, reality is so harsh that some people just be like, fuck it. I mean, just let me live this fantasy for a minute. I mean, granted, when they come crashing, it's going to be, they going to crash hard, but some people just want to live in that reality that fantasy for that moment, man.
You think that's what it is?
I believe so.
That fantasy ain't going to feed the kids, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you see these women out here, man. They got their hair done. They got their nails done. They looking good and all of that. You know what I'm saying? But they ain't paid the rent. Ain't got the kids' school clothes yet. You know what I'm saying? That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. I mean, come on, people. Let's get it together, especially in our community, man. We all in debt.
I mean, our community is the ones that do it.
Exactly.
trying to hang out with Jay-Z. Jay-Z, man, please. I ain't got no Jay-Z money. I'm not even going to pretend to have Jay-Z money. I can't afford nothing that man well.
I'm going to tell you, I got sense enough to know that. I'm going to tell you like this, man. It's all about, okay, you see, you got Jay-Z on the record. I don't know why we keep using Jay-Z neither, but anyway. I mean, we got fucking Jay-Z. I guess he would be the topic of the day. Use him. Now, you say, okay. Now, old girl see him. She see him on the, you know, she see looking good on TV and whatnot. So, you know, this is what she wants. This is what she wants. So now she coming with all expectations on meeting somebody to sound or, you know, look or, you know, somewhat remotely, fashionably, at least, looks like it, you know. Now you got, I'll use me for example, okay. You got me. I'm sitting out saying to myself, well, I want her, but she want Jay-Z. Wow. I got it. Maybe if I come off looking like Jay-Z, I might have got a chance with her. So now I then went and took my rent money, and I bought that motherfucking skinny jeans and them two tight damn jackets. There you go. And that's how it started.
That's good. But now you're in debt.
Yeah, but hopefully I'm finna hit that ass.
Knowing that ass is worth it.
Exactly.
And that's where the problem come in at. I don't get the ass. I done spent all my rent money. Now I'm just fucked.
Yeah, is she going to let you move in?
Huh?
You better hope she let you move in.
Yeah, because now I got to stay. But, hey, dog, it's all about pro and con. You know, I mean, everybody play it. It's all about pro and con. Let's see, can I out-slick you? Can I out slick you? Can I get something out of you? Or can you do this for me? It's all about pro and con, man. It's whoever the slick is in. That's where that living above your means shit come in at. I mean, that's just like to say, I know some people. I know a cat. I got a cousin. Balling out of control. I mean, dude got money. But now everybody in his little circle want to act like they got money. You know what I'm saying? So when come Friday, when they get paid, everybody want to act like him. Hey, we all go to the club. Everybody want to buy the $100 bottle of champagne because he buy it. You know what I'm saying? But now come Monday, you broke as hell. You can't even buy a Happy Meal. Shit. My cousin still got a pocket full of money. I mean, my thing is, why are you trying to impress another man?
Exactly. If anything, if he got money like that, he should be treating any goddamn way.
Oh, he does for me. He do for me. I buy one drink. All right, nigga, buy me another drink. You got it. Shit. I'm not finna spend a dime when I'm with him. And he know it.
Well, that's supposed to be.
Maybe that's why he never take me with him no more.
Probably.
He's buying a damn thing.
Probably.
But I'm just saying, man.
Go ahead.
I see his little peoples with him. Dog, I mean, it's ridiculous that the fact that they actually sit there, and I mean, dude, they will sit there like, you want a drink, fam? You want a drink? Yeah, I want a drink. What you want? Yeah, I want the Patron, knowing I'm an 1800 drinker. But since you're going to try to play like you, Big Willie, I want the Patron.
There you go.
Well, I mean, it's just like what the rapping chicks say, what Nicki Minaj, what the fuck is your name?
Nicki Minaj?
Yeah, then she say all the Young Money motherfuckers broke except Lil Wayne, but everybody trying to be like Lil Wayne.
No, that was Cat Stacks. That was the old girl that was dissing him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was Cat Stacks. She dissed the hell out of them, too. Dissed the hell out of them.
What? That's called living above your means, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I got a family member. would rather go get a bag of weed and say, fuck, we just going to pay the rent when we get paid next week. What kind of shit is that?
That's that
You'd rather
chronic.
Go get some smoke.
That's that chronic.
And put the rent, but the weed man ain't going to let you move in.
That's that good kush.
Shit, ain't nothing that good, bro.
That's that
ain't nothing
good
like having a roof over your head, bro. Nothing like
that,
having a roof over your head.
I agree with you 110%, but hey, you know how that be. That's that good chronic, baby.
No, ain't no chronic that good. Ain't no chronic that motherfucking good. Because once I ain't got no money, the weed man ain't fuck with me anyway. I mean, how many motherfuckers get credit nowadays? You know, it's just like, remember when we was little, you can go to Carlos' store. You remember Carlos' store?
Yeah, little Puerto Rican guy. Right there next to the car, I mean, washer up.
Right. You could go there with a note from your mama with no money.
Yeah,
you got no money. Get this man a note, and he give you everything on the note, and you take it back to the crib. They don't do that shit nowadays, man. Ain't no more credit, man. You don't got the little corner stores that do that kind of stuff nowadays, man. You go to, like my grandma used to send me to the policies, to the numbers place. Go play these numbers for me. I'm like 10 years old. Got number policies in my pocket. What happened to those days, man? You get that good credit
lotto
in the corner.
Came in.
Huh?
I said lotto came in.
Well, I'm saying, though, what happened to the days where you just get that note, go to the store and get everything on the note with no money? You know what I'm saying? What those days at?
Oh, man, them days left a long time ago, partner. Long time ago.
I mean, but you remember those days, right?
Hey,
you ain't been that damn long.
Well, maybe not for me, but, you know, you. Right,
you ain't that much younger than me, bro. But
right,
I'm just saying, man, there ain't no, hey, where to trust that nowadays, man? Nobody trusts nobody, man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, who would you trust right about now?
Man, if I had a little corner store, man, I would trust the motherfuckers in the hood, man, until they didn't pay me. Then I'd take them off my list. I mean, come on, man. Everybody need a little help every once in a while, man. You know what I'm saying? You got the corner store. You charging grocery store prices. There ain't nobody got no car to get to the grocery store. So you overcharging everything anyway. You might as well give a little credit. Come on.
Yeah, sounds good.
I'm just saying, man.
Okay.
Well, Toy,
what you think? I believe I'm not giving nobody a damn thing. I mean, I done built my shit up. I'm not finna build my shit up for you. And that's exactly why Fred went out of business. That's exactly why Fred went out of business.
No, he went out of business because we was in there stealing the Twinkies and cupcakes and shit.
No, you were stealing Twinkies and cupcakes.
I was in there every day.
Right. Okay, Fenton, there you go. All right, you got your little badass stealing Twinkies and cupcakes every day. You weren't the only one stealing them.
I know.
You had Lee, you had all about Tim, everybody else was stealing these Twinkies and cupcakes. Why? You know how they stole them? Because he didn't want to put his shit behind the glass.
Exactly.
Right.
But still, though, he still showed love to our parents, though. You know
what,
yeah,
what did y'all do in return?
We're going to be bad.
What did you do in return? Stole Twinkies and cupcakes and got the motherfucker. Fred, I mean, look, and I remember him, too. A little short Puerto Rican guy with glasses. Nicest guy you ever wanted to meet. And they stealing cupcakes and Twinkies from his ass. Ho-ho.
Like, you ain't never stole out of there. You ain't never stole out of Carlos. You a goddamn lie.
Yeah, when you put me up to it.
Man, please. You stole
just
like that motherfucking project.
Whatever, you put me...
all of us stole out of there, man. We weren't the only ones. Like you ain't never do nothing. Like, you
yeah,
ain't do
and
nothing.
I,
you ain't
okay,
nothing.
Okay. I admit,
now,
I stole
later,
out of
motherfucker.
There. Yeah, that was my thing. I was good at the annihilators too. And that's my whole thing. I know how I was, and I know how you was. And I'd be goddamn, these little bastards finna come rip me off.
That's
see,
the thing about it, though, man. It's about showing love to the community, man. The kids gonna be kids. Kids gonna steal. That's what they do. That's just the way
Yeah, us as kids, we put his ass out of business. Our mamas wasn't coming in there stealing. It was us. Then we come with a note. My mama said, can she get a pack of Virginia Slim menthol to Friday? And you got a $20 worth of shit in your pocket already. Then you done walked in there with a note.
I'm just saying, man. What happened to those days, man? What a love that in the community, man. What a love that in the black community, man. We don't even love ourselves. What's up?
I don't know, man. I'm against showing that type of love. Now you for it, I'm against it. Hey, anybody on the line got something? Can anybody on the line break our tie? What you say to her? You for it, against it?
Toy?
I don't know. I guess she stepped out for a second.
She probably had the corner still stealing some Twinkies.
Well, there you go. See, now they need to stop her. Now, anybody else on the line listening, you for me or you against me? Or you for a timer who's an asshole or you against timer?
Proud of it. I'm proud of it.
You say, well, I mean, come on, dog.
If y'all want to join in, you got to press that one button. Hit us up in the chat room. Let us know what you're thinking. We got the chat room open.
If you open the store, would you be so quick to give everybody credit? Me personally, I'm not giving nobody shit.
I'm not saying everybody. I'm just saying people in the hood.
Okay. Hey, what about the people in the hood?
Stop by. I'm talking about the people that shop there all the time, man. I ain't talking about people that just driving through, stop by, pick up a pack of squares, and keep on going. I'm talking about the people in the hood.
The people in the hood is the ones that put Fred out of business. Didn't nobody come by? Wasn't nobody from Delaney coming through that putting Fred out of business? I don't know who put Fred out of business.
Well, I understand that, man, but I'm talking about the parents that are shopping there all the time. Show them some love. Let them get a little credit for the payday.
Why should I show y'all some love when it's your badass kids the one that keeps stealing from me?
Well, you can't stop that. I mean, unless you put everything behind glass, I said, I'm only going to stop the kids from stealing. Kids
you
don't got steal,
right?
And that's what they do. That's exactly what I just stole from Kmart everywhere, man. You know what I'm saying? I got caught stealing army men from Kmart, man. I'm supposed to be at the carnival. I'm at Kmart stealing army men. Cause you know, Army Man was my shit. I had to have the paratroopers and shit. I had to have them motherfuckers, man. And I got caught. But I didn't care. I went and stole the next day. I'm a kid. That's what all kids
fuck.
Do.
All
kids
steal,
don't. Man.
All
kids
don't.
Steal. Every kid has stole something. I don't care who you is. I don't care who your mom is. Obama kids have stole something. They probably don't consider it.
So.
Everybody, every kid has stole something. I'm sorry. If you tell me you ain't never stole nothing, I don't believe you. I think you're lying. But everybody has stole something in their lifetime. Even adults. Everybody has stole. Everybody took something that didn't belong to them. Everybody has.
I don't know about that, man.
Come on. Who ain't never stole nothing? Who you know that ain't never stole nothing? Name one person that you know that ain't never took nothing.
Hold on, give me a second.
You can take
one
an
person,
hour because you'll never think of one. Take an hour.
One person,
take the rest
know.
Of the show to think about it. You can't get.
I'm gonna get back with you on that. I know it's one person in my life I know that they that I don't know that they stole anything.
All right. Well, you take the rest of the show and you think about it. And I guarantee you, by the end of the show, you still ain't going to have a name for me.
I'm pretty sure I would.
All right.
I'm pretty sure I would.
All right. A gentleman's bet on that?
I'm a gentleman's bet. I mean, but how can we prove it?
You'll know. You'll know.
So, I mean, that's just like me saying, well, I ain't never seen my mama steal nothing.
But you know your mama stole something.
Hey, man, hold on, man. Let's talk about my mama. What the hell is wrong with you?
You know your mama stole something. My mama stole
something. I don't know my mama stole shit,
stole.
Motherfucker. Is you crazy?
Everybody took something that didn't belong to them.
Hey, man, look at her.
Look, if she took a dollar out of daddy's pocket without him knowing it, she stole it. You stole a dollar.
Hold up, man.
Mama get the wallet.
Motherfucker, what part of this? I'm talking about my mama. You ain't understanding.
I ain't talking about your mama. I'm saying in general. What am I talking about your mama for, man?
Man, I mean, you keep on talking about my mama a thief, man. I'm getting upset here.
Man, why would I? Man, I ain't going to disrespect your mama, man.
I'm sure going to tell her that you sure told her that she was stealing.
And she'll probably say, hell yeah. I took that $20 from his ass. He was drunk. So come on
yeah,
now.
Okay.
Have you ever stolen anything?
Toy stepped out for a moment.
Oh, okay.
But now we do got people listening, so, and I really, somebody help me out here. Somebody help me out. If anybody want to chime in on this conversation, please do, because, I mean, he pretty much saying all of us are thieves. I mean,
Everybody stole something. If you listening, if you chatting, if you ain't never stole nothing a day in your life, please push one. Please hit the chat room because I would love to meet you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're probably lying anyway, so it really don't matter because everybody stole something. You feel me?
Whatever. Okay.
You know.
Check this out, man. I mean, wait a minute. Hold on. We got somebody. Carla, how you doing?
I'm fine.
What's going on? What's your name?
Amanda.
Hey, baby.
Hey.
What's up?
Nothing much.
How you been doing?
I'm fine. I just wanted to comment. I've never stole anything.
Girl, you kidding me. I know.
I've never stole anything. And no, I would not give credit to anybody.
There you go,
my
girl.
Hold on.
What's your name again, baby? What's your name again?
Amanda.
Okay,
Amanda. Amanda.
Well, if you shut up, I can hear her name.
This is my brother's daughter, and I know she stole. My niece, I know you stole. I know who your daddy is.
I've never stole anything. I don't know. I just don't have the nerve to do it. I've never done it.
I understand, baby. And if it weren't for your father and your brother, I probably wouldn't have the nerve to do it either.
Mm-hmm.
But I was always coerced into doing this.
Go get the little one. Red's correct.
Go get the little one. He looks innocent. He'll do it.
You was corrupted by somebody that's older, so that was on you. I have nothing to do with that.
You older, so what did it? You didn't teach me right from wrong. Hell, you taught me how to do wrong.
No, my brother taught you how to do wrong. You was already corrupted by the time I stopped messing with you.
You're really. Okay.
Now, Amanda. Mm-hmm. Amanda, if you had a store, you wouldn't give nobody in the neighborhood credit.
I wouldn't.
Nobody
I'm
in the neighborhood.
Sorry.
People that
I
you
mean,
see
any...
every day.
Those be the main ones that's out to get you, because they know, like, okay, well, I can go. I know she going to do this, you know, and I'll just get back to her whenever I get back to her. You know, that's the way people think, so, I wouldn't do it. And, like,
nobody.
They would never get back to you.
But these are the
nobody.
People that's helping you keep your store open by shopping with you.
Yeah, they're helping me keep my store open by paying me when they get to the counter.
Damn right.
No, I disagree. I disagree. These are people that you see every day. You see them every day. You know they struggle.
Sure.
You know they struggle. And you ain't going to help them out?
I'm sorry.
Give a pack of cigarettes to them payday? A gallon of milk to them payday?
I can't make money like that. I can't make money like that.
Right.
You're getting your money back on payday. They need a little help to make it to payday. You know they got a food stamp card and all that good stuff. You know they're going to come shopping with you.
You can't buy squares with no food stamp.
Right, but you got to think about it like this. You got to think about it like this, too. If everybody that you know in the neighborhood comes up to you and want to get something on credit, by the end of the day, you have nothing. You have no product and no money to show for it.
There you go.
It's lose like that. It's a lose-lose situation like that, and you can't really take another person's word. You really can't. Not now. Not nowadays you can't.
Sure you can. Y'all are cool.
Whatever. Hey, Tor.
Yeah.
All right. I see you took a little trip away from us. So now let me ask you. Would you give out credit?
Hell nah.
There you go.
I'm not getting credit to nobody. Nobody. Credit don't help pay no bills.
Right.
But these are the people, you know these people are struggling. You know, but they shop with you all the time. They always bringing you their bills.
Okay, I'm struggling to run my business. Why the hell you for some damn credit? Ain't nothing free.
It's all about helping the hood. Help out the community, people.
The damn hood and the community ain't helping us.
The community is helping you
I would love to live in this glass bottle that you live in, for real, because, for real, you was just, yeah.
It ain't got nothing to do with no glass. I'm just saying we got to help out the community.
Okay, so, what are you doing to help the hood then?
Hey, if I had a store, I'd show love.
How you going to show love? So when your nips go cut off because you helping the hood, is the hood going to help you get your nips go back on? When you can't pay your mortgage for that property, who you going to turn to in the hood? When the hood breaks into your store.
She's reading you. she read you the riot act.
It's all about the hood, man. We got to help the hood, y'all. We got to help the hood. How we going to grow as a people if we don't help each other? Come on, man.
I'm going fine as soon as you pay for these pack of squares that you just bought.
I'm saying, man.
So, in other words, what you're telling me, you get every, wait a minute, hold on. Let me ask you. You see, I mean, every homeless person you see, you give money to?
No, I don't.
I mean, they in the hood. You know that they struggling. Why you ain't took them in?
They ain't asked me.
So if they'd asked you, you'd have took them in.
I'm not gonna move them to my crib.
Why? You trying to help them?
No, I ain't talking about like that, bro. I mean, if they asked for like,
oh, so you only gonna help the community in one aspect, but you ain't gonna help them in another.
I'm not moving no strange person into my crib. I mean, come on now, that's totally different. Who does that?
Well,
why
would I give a
do that?
I mean, you know little Jimmy from down the street. You know little Jimmy been on hard times.
Well, hey, I'm gonna try to help Jimmy as much as I can, but that don't mean I gotta let him into the crib.
You say what?
I say I'm going to try to help Jimmy as much as I can, but that doesn't mean I'm going to let him move in. I mean, come on. I ain't stupid.
Okay, so because you know Jimmy going to fuck some shit up eventually, right?
Yeah, I don't know Jimmy like that.
I don't know That's Jimmy like that neither, so why should I give him credit?
I'm saying.
Just because you come in your store, just because you come in my store, that don't mean I know you.
Right. But see, you're missing the point, man. I'm talking about the moms that you see all the time coming there with the food stamp card, buying milk and shit. You know they got kids. Oh, you know what I'm saying? They get their food stamps on the first. Here it is, the 27th, 28th, a couple of days until they get their stamps. And they ran out of milk. You ain't going to let the woman get a gallon of milk for 2 days?
Then what come the first, she's going to tell me she sold her stamps. So now she's coming up in here for another. Now here come another handout.
That's when you tell her I can't help you no more because you didn't pay me the first. When you pay me back, you know what I'm saying, then I can show you some love. That's what I'm talking about. I ain't talking about just helping out anybody.
So pretty much what you're saying is take a chance to jump on the fence with a pit bull to bite you in your ass. You would take that chance. You'll take that chance to get beat in your ass, but then you know the second time not to go, right? Whereas me, I'm going to stand over that gate the first time and say, nah, I'm not going to let that dog bite me at all. I'm not going to even take the chance of that dog biting me in my ass. All
right, I see. We just want to agree to disagree. All right, how about that? Amanda, you still with us?
Nah, Amanda, she's left.
Amanda left?
Yeah, she is. Okay. Now, I got a question. This pertains to, okay, I'm having a conversation today. Now, just say you got your significant other, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, whatever the case may be. He or she wants to go into a field, you know, a field that, you know, probably could prove to be lucrative to them. Eventually, right?
Uh-huh.
But in order to go to this field, you have to do like, okay, you got to go into, you know, you got to go into this whatever training you got to do, whatever. Like, okay, in order for me to go, if I want to be, let's say, if I want to be a probation officer, then I say, well, I want to take a job as a CO just so I can get into that field.
Okay.
Right. Now, I'm like, okay, well, I don't want you doing that. I mean, do you let that person do it even though you feel like, okay, I don't want you doing that particular job, or do you just say, okay, I got your back?
Well, I hope you would have their back. It's called support.
Okay, but now you don't want, I mean, okay, let's just say, for instance, okay, I'm going to ask Tori, I'm going to come back to you, Tom, I'm going to ask Tori. Tori, you with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, let's just say, we're in a relationship, right?
Right.
Okay, I tell you, well, I got a side job. You ask me what it is, I say, well, I'm working at a strip club.
Okay.
Now, you know what type of person I am. Just say, for instance, you know that I'm like an attention freak. I'm this big attention freak. You know that. But I tell you, I'm finna work in a strip club.
Okay.
Do you let me
yes,
work in that?
I'm gonna be right there.
No,
I'm gonna support
no.
you. What?
No, you can't be there.
Who said I can't?
I mean, this is club policy. Your significant other can't be in the club.
For whatever reason, you can't come to my workplace. Right.
While
you
I'm working.
Work when he's at work.
All right, well, I'm going to trust you. I'll trust you and support you. If that's something you feel like you really want to do, as long as all my bills getting paid, I'll be cool with it. But don't get mad at me if I turn around and do the same damn thing, though. And you know what type of person I am.
Okay, and that's why I'm asking. That's exactly why I'm asking.
Right, so don't get mad. And are you thinking, man, right? I'm going to support you 100%. I'm going to have your back. If that's something you really actually honestly feel that that's what you got to do to get these bills paid, until these bills paid, you going to do that. And once we get out the hole, you got to quit and find something else to do.
Why would I have to quit? Maybe I like my job.
Why would you have to quit?
Yeah.
You know what? You're right. You wouldn't have to quit because I'm going to be secure in I put myself in a general way. If it was me, I would be secure enough in myself as a woman, as your woman, you could stay there. Ain't gonna do what you do.
Exactly. You gotta trust your mate. Now they start, you know, coming home, you know, 3-4 hours after the club closed, you know, I'm gonna have some questions then.
Right.
But no, I would support my woman, man, as long as she ain't the one dancing on the pole. Now, if she was a stripper, that's different.
Hold on, we got somebody new to the line. Felicia, what's up, baby?
Oh, nothing. I was just tired of listening, that's all.
You're tired of listening?
I really ain't got nothing to say.
You ain't got nothing to say?
Not really. I mean, about him being a stripper.
I'm not being a stripper. I'm just working at a strip club. I'm working at a woman's strip club.
Doing what?
Bouncing.
I could be a bartender.
Oh, ain't nothing wrong with that.
But now you know how I am. You know that I'm this big attention freak. Not to mention that I'm a good looking guy.
I feel like toy, you know, I ain't worried about it.
Well, that's the way you're supposed to be. Now, did you hear the part about the neighborhood store?
Yeah.
Do you give credit to that woman that's a couple of days short of food stamp day and needs some milk?
No, Timer. You live in a glass bubble just like Toy said. You live in another world. In this day and age, you don't give people credit because you're going to get burned. You will get burned. Don't nobody give nobody no credit.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Did you have a neighborhood store when you was growing up?
Yeah.
Okay, did that store help your mom out every once in a while when she was short?
No.
You never went in the store with a note from your mama? And they gave you what was on the note.
They didn't do that where I was from. I don't know no store in town that did nothing like that. Never.
Suburbs.
I ain't living in the suburbs.
I'm
from South Bend, but I didn't live in the suburbs. I live in the hood just like everybody else, but did none of the corner stores do that.
And that's why Fred went out of business.
That's why Fred is so broken and retarded. Maybe they did do it, but I didn't know nothing about it.
Well, we had credit in our hood.
And that's why Fred went out of business. Fred, pole broke and retarded. So I'm walking on the tracks the other day talking to himself.
You're right.
And right now, that's definitely out the question. Because like he said, they'll sell their food stamps or whatever they're supposed to be paying with before they get to you.
Yeah, but I'm saying, okay, if a person did that, that means you don't have to help that person anymore. I'm talking about the people
means you lost, but that also means you lost the money. And if you do that to everybody in the hood, you're going to be broke. You got to look out for you first.
You do know how much a gallon of milk costs nowadays at a corner store?
No, I don't.
Man, you looking at close to $5. Now, you gave 20 people a gallon of milk.
I'm not saying everybody in the neighborhood. I'm talking about those
she
mothers.
She's gonna be the only one that lost out. You think she's not gonna go back and say, ooh, Tommy, he up there giving out free stuff. All you got to do is come with a sob story. Hell, we just got to meet people on the corner.
If they getting food stamps, they get that. I mean, that's enough food. I mean, really, if they know how to buy shop, they have enough to get what they need to get. And if they're not getting it, then that's their problem.
Not if you got some growing kids in the house. Come on now.
What?
Go ahead.
I mean, they get plenty of food stamps. If they got that many kids, they getting a whole lot of food stamps.
Yeah, but you know how kids eat. Come on, man. Everybody got kids.
And they know that.
You know,
so they need to buy the kind of food. They need to buy the kind of food that'll last a whole month long till they get their next supplement of food stamps.
No, I don't agree. I don't care how many food stamps you got. You could be getting
So how do they feel that they have enough food stamps that they can sell them? How can they sell some food stamps if they're not getting above and beyond what they need? They can't, and they shouldn't be, but they do it.
You got a point.
So that's not my fault that they sell their food stamps. I ain't got nothing to do with what they do.
Go ahead.
As long as they come
they
in and pay me.
They don't sell them because they know you're going to give them some credit, see? They don't sell
only,
them because they know they can come to you when they ain't got no more left.
Only after you pay me the first time. If you don't pay me the first time, I'm not going to help you anymore.
All right,
cool.
But you didn't help
out
20
people. You already lost them.
Right.
You're not business minded. Don't get into no grocery store or try to get no corner store because you're gonna lose with the mindset that you have.
So what you telling? So in other words, Felicia, what you telling me is I should handle all financial aspects of Sin City, right?
Cause damn, I could have shit. You could have went ahead and let me get my shirt on credit. Hell.
Oh, there we go. I don't know you like that.
Well, you gave other lady
people
credit.
That I know. These are people that I know. It's just like, look.
Felicia's been a faithful caller. Why wouldn't you give her credit?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. See, you ain't right. You ain't right. You ain't right. You ain't right. You the asshole.
Come on. What's up with that, Reverend?
Because you gonna get him credit. But I'm a faithful customer. You're willing to get him credit. But I talk to you every week and I can't get no credit. That's some bullshit right there.
And the first thing he said is, I don't even know you like that.
Right.
Don't you feel like I'm kind of bothered?
I didn't even buy the regular T-shirt. I bought the damn shirt that was damn near $40. That's why I said ain't too damn high.
You didn't get her no credit.
Well, we appreciate that. Thank you. We still love you.
I ain't got my gift yet either.
Oh, you got
to talk
to
the financial wizard.
Talk to
the financial wizard.
He's too busy. He's too busy to give him credit. That's why I can't give him my gift.
Anyway, we're going to change the subject. How about that? I'm going to shoot it over to Toy. Toy, what you want to talk about?
Why are you trying to change the subject because they're getting in your ass?
Here we go.
You can't handle the truth. Go on, hit it for me.
I'm used to this. This happens every week. So I'm used to it.
Yeah, because you talk about that bullshit.
I'm used to it.
Every week.
It don't bother me. It don't bother me.
Every week.
That police, he's an asshole.
No.
That's your identity, sir. Asshole.
Call me Mr. Asshole.
You will be.
That Mr. or that sir.
Oh, now tank that a bitch.
There you go.
Hey. I don't mind being called an asshole. I've been called worse than that. Don't bother
well, I mean,
me.
You do know you're being called wrong, right?
That's how I feel. That's how I'm sticking with it. I ain't changing for nobody. I would show love to people. And I wouldn't give y'all shit.
See, there you go.
I walk in my store.
I'm part of the
dog. Like, nope, get your ass up out of here. You don't get nothing. And don't let me
y'all
catch you chilling. You gonna catch some hot ones.
Now you hear that? Y'all hear that, right?
Heard him.
This is the guy that want us to be hospitable to everybody that comes through there. But he talking about putting hot ones in.
I'm talking about y'all, people that's on the show. Come up in my store if you want.
Well, the way you gonna be giving out free credit, your damn store gonna be closed within a month.
I'm 50 cents short. I ain't got it. You need to come up with another 50 cents.
You gonna be just like Fred walking down the walking down the train tracks, looking at talking to yourself. You wanna know the conversation you gonna be saying?
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you! I double dare you, motherfucker! Say what one more goddamn time?
What?
That's gonna be
what?
You and that motherfucker. That's gonna be you talking to yourself.
Well, that's his fault. He opened up the store next to the project, so that's his fault.
Wait a minute! Whoa! Hold on! Did y'all just hear him?
He said it was an project.
Right. But now earlier, his whole thing was Fred was a nice guy that helped out the community. But now he shouldn't open up the door. He shouldn't open up his store next to the project, huh?
Right.
A couple blocks down. We didn't want to walk that far.
Yeah, you stole out of Value Mart. Value Mart was down the street. You stole out of that, too.
Hey, man, I'm going to put my business all out in the street there, bro.
Well, I mean, let's call a spade a spade. You stole out of that. You stole
out of Value Mart. I ain't never stole out of Value Mart.
You ain't never stole out of Value Mart.
But I ain't stole out of Value Mart.
You stole out of every store you ever walked your little fat ass in.
All right. Right,
for everybody that don't know, back when we was younger, hey, if y'all seen Boys in the Hood, Doughboy when he was a kid, that was Rod. That was time. He looked just like that kid that I'm going to the store anyway. That was him.
You real funny, man. You got jokes. Ha ha ha.
Okay, I might have looked like Lil Chris, so I could go with that one. I probably was Lil Chris right next to you, but the point is, you stole all the time.
Yeah, I did. I ain't gonna lie about it. I was a little thief. I had no problem with stealing. I don't steal now, though. You see what I'm saying? I matured.
Well, yeah, because you know that they got a place for you now.
Had a place back then.
Yeah, well, back then they call your mama, you go home, you get your ass beat. Now, was that?
Yeah, well, I told you to not steal out that stuff.
Man, be looking around talking about what you got.
My mama did the best she can. I can't help it that we was just rotten. We were just rotten ass kids.
Well, speak for yourself. I was a good kid.
Get the fuck out of here, man. You get on the motherfucking show, man, and act like you don't do nothing.
I never
said
I didn't.
You better tell that shit to somebody that don't know you, bro. You trying to fool. Fuck out of here,
you
fucking shit.
Okay. If you want to sit there and go with death, who got in more trouble, me or you?
Hey, my brother.
Did I use your brother in this equation? I said me or you.
I didn't get in trouble when I was little.
You always was on punishment.
I got caught doing a few things, but.
Come on, man. You couldn't even leave off the porch. You know how many times you couldn't leave off the porch when I had to walk down that and come sit on the porch with you because you couldn't go nowhere?
Get the fuck out of here, man. You know what? Right now, the show ain't about that, bruh. Right, the show is about why we try to live outside our means. That's
oh,
how
no,
it's sort of
nice. Don't get back to that.
No, see, Felicia just came on to the show. I want to get her opinion on that.
Why, what now?
Why do we as black people try to live like the Joneses? When our last name is a Carter, well, we want to be like the Jones. Why is that? Why do we do that? Why do you think we do that?
I think some people do that because they've grown up without, and so they try to be something that they're not in order to make themselves feel better. They do it
okay.
To impress other people, really.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay, hold on, dog. We got a new caller.
Okay. Who we got?
Sean.
Hello.
Yo, what's up?
Hey.
How you doing, Sean?
I'm all right. How y'all doing?
Chilling. You know what we're talking about?
I just got in. I heard y'all say something about why people live beyond their
means. Exactly. Why do you think that is?
I think it's an image thing to make themselves look better than the next person.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, why you say that? I mean, they just look better than the next person.
Right, but you know how even some people that ain't got, they going to try to, you know, they don't want people to know that they ain't got, so they going to try to, you know what I mean, live beyond their means to still have that image.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. Actually, I'm asking you and Felicia a question. What do you spend more money on, Sean? When you go shopping, what's the main thing that you buy?
Clothes.
Okay, Felicia, what about you? When you go shopping, what's the main thing that you buy?
Shoes.
Okay, clothes and shoes. Okay, I got a question for both of y'all. All right, Sean, you got $100.
All right.
Right? You got $100. Uh-huh. Your light bill is $55. Right? That leaves you with $45 left, right? And
right.
Let's say that new jean outfit came out. It's on sale for one day. It's on sale for one day. After that, it go back up to regular price.
Right.
Okay?
How much?
Now, it's $50. You only got $45 left from your light bill. Now, do you put the light bill off and get that little
hell
outfit
nah.
That's on sale for that one day?
Nah.
You go back up to 140 the next day.
Nah, I'm getting in that deep with it. Nah, I'm going to pay my light bill, of course.
But now, you have enough money next week when you get paid to pay the light bill. Just be a little bit late.
Nah, it's not that deep for me, nah. I'm going to pay my light bill, and then I'm going to catch that outfit on sale another time, or I'm just going to get it when I got the 140 for it.
Okay.
Or now, can I say this? Or you can buy it, wear it, take it back the next day.
No, I don't get in that deep. I'm going to pay that $140 when I get it, and I'm going to pay my light bill in the meantime.
Now, you know you can take the outfit back after you wore it to the club.
I do not do that. That is so ghetto. That's so hood.
You're speaking with Father Time perfectly.
There you go.
Mm-mm.
Felicia, what about you? What you gonna do? That fresh new pair of pumps, or I don't know what kind of shoes you wear.
I shop on the clearance rack. Shit, I ain't into all that expensive shit.
Now
okay.
Hold on, now I done seen some pictures of you. You don't look like you shop on no clearance rack.
I ain't supposed to look like it.
Oh, okay, good point. I digress.
Okay, well, do you buy the shoes?
I pay the bill. Like I said, I'll find something because shit other people pay a lot of money for. I don't spend money like that on clothes and shoes.
This is a one-day sale. You know, after it go off sale, you can't afford it. This is the only time you got to get this.
When I go in the store, I'm not looking at nothing but the clearance rack. I don't care what they got on sale because they sell is not a sale to me. So I'm going to pay the bill.
Well, look here. I don't believe y'all.
You live in another world anyway, so it don't make no difference.
I don't believe it. Y'all have put that there.
You think I'm going to let my life get cut off to get an outfit?
No, your life ain't going to be cut off. You're going to be charged like a little $15 late fee if you pay it next week when
it's
you get
not
paid.
That, no, it's not that serious.
You still want to get
Because if you had common sense, you're going to prevent that $15 and go ahead and pay it while you got the money now.
Well, right. In the real world, that's what we do, but we talk about why people live above their means. That's why. They put that bill off and get that outfit or that video game or whatever.
I guess I don't live above my means then.
Oh, we all
do. Sean, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Do you know anybody that live above their means?
Hell yeah, I know a few people.
Okay, give me a quick instance of what they done did.
Males and females.
Okay, give me a quick instance with one or either or both.
I know a female who got her life cut off to buy some clothes and some shoes and wait for a nigga to give him the money to get it cut on.
Damn, that's fucked
up.
Yeah,
she got her life cut off, right? And her thing was that this dude was going to give her some money, okay? So she went ahead and let her life disconnected and waited for him to get her the money. But guess what? He ain't give her the money till like 2 weeks later.
Okay, now let me ask you.
Hold on, do she got kids in the house? Or did
she got kids.
In the house with no electricity?
They don't know about this thing, huh?
Okay, now let me ask you something, Sean. Knowing what you know how the whole situation went down, as she came to you and asked you and said, hey, my dude didn't give me the money, my electricity is finna get turned off, would you let her borrow the money?
No, she would wait on him when her kids come over here. It depends on how close the person is to me now. If it's somebody I'm real cool with, if it's somebody I'm real cool, because I'm talking about, I would have took the kids. They would have just had to wait for the money. Because obviously your life wasn't that important. You had to go get these clothes and these shoes. So I would probably buy her kids, but that's it.
Okay, let me ask you something. Did she at least buy something for the kids?
No. That's the whole thing, no. She went shopping for her stuff because she was on nigga to bring her some money. Let her tell her he was bringing her some money, so she was just going to go ahead and get her stuff. Get her shopping out the way.
Okay. Well, then, let me ask you something. Would this girl go to the corner store and get some credit?
Go
to the corner store and get some credit.
would she go to the corner store and be like, ooh, let's just say, we're going to just say, Father Time's corner store was open, and you think she would go down there and be like, hey, you think I can get a gallon of milk until my check get here?
I don't know. She may not. I ain't never been around her to see her, you know, stuff like that, so I don't know.
All right, well, since you tried to set me up, I'm
probably a clothing. She'll probably go to a clothing store to get some credit, but
for Father Time's clothing store.
Let me ask you something, Sean. You grew up in this neighborhood, right? You know everybody in the hood because you grew up there. You opened up your little corner store, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Now, it's your neighborhood. You know the people that's struggling and the people that's not.
Right.
Now, let's say a woman that you know she's struggling. You know she got kids. And you know what I'm saying? You know all that. She get her food stamps on the first. Today is the 27th. And she came in and said, well, you know, I don't get my food stamps till the first, but, you know, you think you could let me hold a gallon of milk until the first? Now, you know she got kids. Would you let her get that gallon of milk until the first?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. But I love the kids, though. But see, I'm not going to go out of business with a gallon of milk, especially if I know her. And she gonna give it to me on the first.
Okay, so then she go back and tell Ronequa and everybody else that, hey.
Ronequa ain't, everybody else ain't going to get it.
But now, just, they just as cool with you.
But listen, but it was a situation that she was in. I'm going to know if a bunch of people started in his store and asking for credit, why they asking for it. I'm not going to do it. And then Ronequa, whatever her name is, she's just going to mess it up for herself. And I'm not going to do it for her no more. So that'll be the end of that.
Thank you. Thank you. Girl, we need to open up a store together.
Yeah, y'all do need to open up a store together.
I'm
going to
tell you
straight.
Right.
Well, Felicia, I guess me and you just going to have to agree that these two are both crazy.
What?
You know what? If you and Felicia had a store, y'all still get robbed all the time because y'all ain't showing no love.
My store get robbed all the time. Because I have
something
for them when they come up in
there. Put yourself in that situation, though. Put yourself in that situation, though.
I ain't ready to sell my food stamps, though. I ain't going to sell them. I'm not going to sell them, though. So
you ain't selling
them? No, he said, no, they were saying before that she done sold the food stamps, so she couldn't pay them back.
What?
You didn't get no more credit.
No more at all.
What are you doing with the food stamps? We don't know if you're selling the food stamps or not.
You already done lost, though, because you done gave her credit already.
But that means she don't get credit the next time she's short.
Right.
You just fucked yourself,
bro. But now you short, though.
She ain't going grocery shopping anyway.
See, I'll take that loss. I'm going to help you until you fuck me. Then I got no love for you.
Right.
Bend over.
See what I'm saying? All right, Sean, we're on the same page.
I know.
We're going to show love to the hood.
Right.
We're going to get robbed every week because they being stingy.
Okay.
Okay. Whatever.
They ain't going to have no love, no business, no nothing.
Exactly. John,
let me ask you another question. We touched on it earlier. Let's just say me and you were an item, right?
Okay.
Okay. And I come home and I tell you, hey, I got a second job.
And you tell me what?
That I got a second job.
Okay.
Or I got a job. I got a job, second job, whatever the case may be.
Okay.
It's working at a strip club. No, I'm not a stripper now. I'm not a stripper.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I'm a bartender. But now, you know that I'm an attention freak. You know I love attention. You know I love attention from women.
Right.
Do you let me work this job?
Yeah, you're going to work that job until I got reason to believe that you're doing something you ain't supposed to be doing. When it's, if it comes like to like the trust issues where I feel like I can't trust you because, you know, some shit going on that shouldn't be going on there, then that's when it'd be the problem. But otherwise, I wouldn't have no problem with it. You bringing in?
Okay. I mean, yeah, I'm bringing in the money. I'm bringing my check home. But yeah,
right.
I'm around these women that you know for a fact that these women are gonna try to talk to me.
It depends on the type of you are, though.
Huh?
If you done cheated on me before, I said, it depends on the type of guy you are. Now, if you done cheated on me before, then I don't know. I don't think it'll really work. But if you done been faithful and, you know, doing what you're supposed to do, then I wouldn't have no problem with it.
I mean, we've been through ups and downs in our relationship, but, I mean, I'm an attention freak. I love attention.
Right. But, like I'm saying, it depends on...
That's how I am. You know this about me. You know if we walking down the street and a girl look at me, you know I'm going to look back like, hey. Because that's how I just love attention.
I don't know. It'll have to be a limit to the attention thing. Because if she looking at you and you looking back at her, it's like, for what? Especially, I mean, if I'm with you, you doing that too?
I mean, I'm just, what I'm saying is I'm just an attention freak regardless. I'm an attention freak. There's no, well, I'm an attention freak to this type of degree or none. I'm just an attention freak. I love attention. I love attention.
Okay, I don't care about you liking attention. That's all good, just as long as you don't let it get you in trouble.
Okay, but I'm working in a strip club.
As long as you don't give me reason to believe that you cheating or doing something that you ain't supposed to be.
Okay, fine. No problem.
All right. Oh, let,
you
let
do
me
know
ask
you
this
can't
question.
Come to my job.
You what?
You do know you can't come to my job, right?
Oh, hell no. Mm-mm. I don't know about that. Because it gave me reason to believe. It gave me reason to believe that you had some. If I can't come to your job, why not?
I can't come to yours. It's a job.
You can't come to my job. You can come to my job. You can stop there, but I can't even stop at your job. And it's a strip club. It's a strip club. You're a bartender. Why can't I come to your job? That wouldn't make sense.
Whatever the case is, maybe your significant other can't be that because you won't work right. You won't do what your job wants you to do.
Well, you need to find another job.
Why? You just said you trust me.
But if you just said I can't come to your job, you never know why I have to come to your job. They're going to tell me I can't come in because I'm going to affect you working?
Why
would you want a job like that?
I mean, hey, you can't come in the meal.
I might want to come there and kick it. I might just want to come and hang out.
Okay, you can't come to the meal? You can't come kick it with me if I worked at the meal? Not could you?
This ain't the meal, though. This is a strip club. This is like a bar.
Don't matter. It's a place of business.
Nah, but it's public. What I'm saying, how they gonna say it's a public place.
Well, hell, the strippers, if they don't feel comfortable with a certain man, that man got to go.
If you told me you got this new job at this strip club, and I can't come in there because your boss said it distracts you. First of all, I'm going to kind of be like, that's bullshit. I don't believe it. I'm going to have to call the boss and be like, you know, what's up with that?
You're going to call my boss? You're not calling my boss.
You know what? But he ain't going to know who I am because I'm going to call up there and I'm not going to give a name. I'm not going to make it obvious.
Well, wait a minute. You just said you trust me.
I also said to a limit, remember?
Well, let me get a question in here right quick for the ladies. Okay, ladies, are the ladies still here? Sean, Felicia, Tori?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, check this out. All right, we married. I just opened up a business, and now I'm looking for a secretary.
Yeah, right? Enough free credit.
No, I didn't give my secretary free credit. Now, my secretary reminds me of you. Same quality, same body shape and everything. But y'all have a problem with her working for me.
And she reminds you of me?
Exactly. I mean, same build, everything. Y'all wear y'all hair the same, everything.
I mean, it'll probably be like a little bit of problem. I mean, it wouldn't be nothing major. It'd go back to the trust thing.
Okay.
I'm on the phone.
What about you, Felicia? Would you let me hire her if she remind me of you? I mean, when you walk in, you'd be like, damn, she remind me of my damn self.
Nah, she couldn't work there.
You wouldn't let me hire her?
For what?
I mean, if she got the quality and potential that you're looking for, and, you know, you feel like she's the right person for the job, then, you know, I mean, I'm not going to interfere with that unless, you know, you give me a reason to. But if you done found this person and, you know, she fits the description of, you know, what you need done in your office and all that other stuff, then, I ain't going to affect your work. I'm trying to tell you to fire her or not to hire her.
No, I'll let you know I have to do the hiring. I have to take control of the hiring in because you don't know what you're doing.
Wow.
All right, now you already running the house. Now you're going to run the business too?
Yep.
Yeah. Hey.
Well, you already know he's going to get her gang of shit on credit.
Yeah. Get a check 2-3 days early.
Mm. Oh, hell no.
What about you, Toy?
Yeah, I'm back.
Oh, Toy left the line for a minute. She had to take care of business.
No.
Yeah. What happened? What I missed?
Let me put it out there to you. Let's say we're married. And I just opened up a business, and I'm looking for a secretary. And I hire a woman who reminds me of you. When you come to the office, you'd be like, damn, she reminds me of myself. If you continue to let that woman work there, would you tell me she got to go?
Why she can't work there?
Because she reminds me of you. When I look at her, I see you. I mean, y'all got the same build. Y'all got the same hairstyle.
Okay,
everything.
Well, you know that's not me, though. So I'm supposed to, wait, I'm lost. Am I supposed to feel intimidated by this woman or something?
Would you be?
Nope.
Right.
Okay, but you saying it like you want me to be intimidated by her, like you going to have another piece of candy. She's a backup. She's a replacement of me. So why would I be intimidated by her?
Lost. I'm saying, would you trust your husband around a woman that reminds him of you?
Yeah, would you trust me around a man that's going to remind me of you?
Hell no.
I would.
No, I wouldn't. I got a problem with that.
Well, then why would you hire her if you would have a problem if the shoe was on the other foot? If you would have a problem with it, damn it, don't do it.
Right.
I don't have a problem with hiring her. I want to hire her because she reminds me of my wife.
Okay. So...
But would you have a problem with me hiring her because she reminds me of my wife?
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, that's
hard. Why would
okay.
I have a problem with that? Okay, wait. Is there any reason why I'm not your secretary?
No. A woman
okay.
that looks just like you is my secretary.
Okay, but why? If...
Just like you. She wear her hair just like you. Y'all got the same fingernail polish. All that good shit. The stuff that I noticed when I interviewed her.
And pretty much he gonna want to see if she fucks like you. I just thought I'd throw that out there. But
nah, I'm not going to be. I mean, she can work that. I'm going to come and let her know that I'm a beast and I might beat your ass for doing something stupid, but I never have a problem with another woman. You made vows to me, not her.
Okay. Now, all right. Now, would you fight another woman over your man?
Yeah. What you say that?
Would you fight another woman over your man?
Nah, baby, I don't
do
that.
Trying to holler at your man.
Uh-uh.
He told you she's trying to holler.
Okay.
I mean, he came out and told you, look, this woman keep fucking with me. I keep telling her I'm interested. She's coming at me every day. You need to go talk to her. You need
I'll
to go handle that business.
I will go talk to her and let her know that me and you are together. And if you're telling the truth about how this woman is sweating you and, you know what I'm saying, you feel like you have to come and get me, I'm not going to fight no woman over no man because at the end of the day, I really don't know what you behind my back doing and saying to her. I will let her know about my presence. The first time.
Wait a minute. I got to intervene.
The second time, I'm going to beat the ass. Because
what if the first time she tell you, yeah, your man, yeah, that's the truth. What your man said is the truth. I want your man.
Okay, and I'm going to let her know that she can have him, and I'm going to leave it at that. But the second time that she do it, we're going to fight. But please believe, I'm not going to whoop her ass because of no man. I'm whooping your ass, bitch, because you disrespected me.
Okay. Felicia, what about you?
No, she said all that. I have to whoop her ass the first time.
first time. No second time for you. Or you just going straight out.
No, I ain't no second time because bitches is disrespectful, and sometimes they need their ass tapped, and that's just the bottom line.
Not tapped. Tap that ass.
Sean? How you going to handle it, Sean?
I don't know. I wanted to have to, like, you know, approach her and see what it's about because, you know, y'all men lie a whole lot. Y'all try to make yourself look good, but at the same time.
No. We done established that the man ain't lying. Damn.
It's the truth.
Y'all always got to try to put a man in a down.
You know how y'all do. Anyway, I don't know. I wouldn't, like, off that try to beat her ass. And then, I mean, I would approach her first with it.
At the end of the day, who want to be with somebody that don't nobody else want?
Yeah, but I constantly—I done told you this woman is disrespectful. She's
okay,
disrespectful
and I'm gonna get in her face a nice nasty way, and then if she do it again, it's gonna be on because now she's disrespecting me. I mean, everybody will like hit and flirt. That's nothing, but it's only so far that somebody
okay.
should be able to let that go. And if you
okay,
feel
so
like
now,
you as a man.
Let me ask you. So if you went and got your man and talking about this dude is disrespecting you, and your man was like, hey, bro, I just want to talk to you. He'll be like, man, that dude the biggest, fuck my man, he a bitch.
But why would he have to be a bitch if I'm going to talk to you? If he goes, nah, that's not me.
Right.
I disagree with you on that, man.
Right.
I'm sorry, dog. I disagree with you on that.
Right.
If
not everything is the way to handle stuff.
Right. That's the only way to handle it.
You handle stuff different. That's high school right there. But if I'm a grown-ass woman and you a grown-ass man, we're going to talk.
And this grown-ass man disrespected the shit out of you. You ain't finna
go
get your dude. I mean, he just called up. He disrespected you.
Well, I tell you like this.
Yeah, I'm going to go get my man and I'm going to let him know. It depends. If he just said something, words never hurt anybody. But if he, like, put his hands on me or grab me, then I expect for you to go beat his ass. And then if you can't do it, I'm going to go get my brother. My brother and my man, he's going to whoop your ass first and then ask me what happened later.
Thank you.
Your brother ain't that damn tough.
Shit, all right. He'll whoop your ass first and ask what happened later, guarantee you that.
I wish your punk ass brother would step to me.
You want it gangsta on the phone, baby.
Man, you gotta recognize. Let that mark step to me.
Alright.
He's gonna lay down right where he's standing. Wherever he's standing, that's where he's gonna
lay
down.
And I'm gonna be right there to put your ass down. Please believe it.
Oh, boy.
I don't hit women,
what?
But I
let
there
you
hit me
go.
The first time, man. You hit me twice.
I ain't
man.
Scared of you, motherfucker.
There you go.
I'm just saying, you put a lot of stock in your brother, like he Mike Tyson or some motherfucker. Body.
He is. To me, my brother is my Superman. That's what I'm supposed to do.
That mark ass, that motherfucker ain't going to do nothing but run.
What?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, Lord.
You talking that big shit now.
Boy, these people on the phone, y'all getting beside y'allself. Calm down.
Hey, you got to see because there's a car ride between you and that ass whooping. Keep up.
All right. You want the address? Send your brother on down my way. Send him back to you in a bag.
Woo, boy, you people.
It's look, man. Look. If somebody disrespected my woman, depending on what they did, I ain't gonna go just wilding out. It depends on what they did. Now, if they put their hands on my woman, then you know, I gotta go do what I gotta do. But if I could just talk to you, then you know that's what I'm gonna do. Look here, man. You know, don't be disrespecting like that no more, bro. I appreciate it, you know, if you don't disrespect a woman like that. You know what I'm saying? If it's just words, but if it's physical, then, you know, I got to get physical.
Right.
But that don't make me a punk because I didn't get physical the first time.
But I just said that. Why sound better when you said?
You.
Oh,
I'm agreeing with you.
All right.
Okay, Paul. I mean, oh, Tama.
Oh, why you gotta be a pimp?
You called me, man.
Huh?
What'd you say?
I understand what you're saying. You agreeing with Toy? I understand it. But if it was me and that person, you came to me talking to me like that, I'd just tell you.
Saying nothing slick, suck it and swallow.
And get your punk ass on the way from me.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Say what?
Nothing, man. Nothing.
I'm just
all
saying,
all I know
man.
Is me and Sean on the same page. That's all I know.
Right.
Fuck all y'all.
We showing love to the hood. That's all I know.
Yeah, well, whatever. Well, y'all know we're coming down to the end of the show. So, any last words, thoughts? Goes there. We gonna start with Sean. What's up, Sean? Any last words, thoughts?
Yeah. I just want to say that you and Felicia, y'all need to be a little bit more open-hearted.
True that.
Yeah. Okay, I'm about to cut your mic off.
Open your eyes up a little bit more.
Yeah. Uh huh. Felicia, baby, what's up?
No, I thought it was a good show. I expect Timer to be an asshole, so it was all good.
Yeah, well, yeah, I agree with you. Miss Toy, what's up, baby?
Yes, I think that Timer is an asshole. I'm agree with everybody else, and everybody's on the same page. That's an asshole. Good show.
Wait a minute. You know what? You had a topic that you want to bring up tomorrow. Intimate encounters. Tomorrow, same time.
I have so many topics. We're only talking about love or lust.
Yeah, I like that one.
All right. I just want to know what y'all think the difference is. So join us tomorrow about love and lust. If you got an opinion about it, holler at me.
Okay. Asshole, I mean, Timer, any last words?
Man. Good show. Fuck it. Call me Mr. Asshole. God damn it, Mr. Asshole.
I'm going to get you a T-shirt, boo.
That's right. Make sure you put Mr. on it now, or sir.
Okay, well, check this out, man. I'm going to dedicate this song. This is a song going out for Timer. Because he's very hood, so we gonna let that go.
I show love to the hood.
Let me do this.
All right, y'all. Peace out.
My night. Keep it in.
This is for Keyshawn, Eklon, Lil Mama and her friends. Lisa, Carissa, Maria, Tia, Leah, and Kim. I love y'all, bro. No disrespect to my dog, but I love y'all, bro. Yeah, I love y'all, bro. To the ladies, having babies without no drama. To my niggas, with figures, say I love my baby mama. I bought and shoot some tattoos and even fix your breasts. I put your side, the fly ride, put an S on your chest.
This is for the ones who wild with it and be putting their mouth on it and suck everything out of it, then they catch it and swallow it. I'm no easy for she's it. I'm off the easy, believe me. See me, I squeeze in between it and then I leave it so greasy. When I come through in a Rolls Royce, leave them with no choice. Put the hop up in it, then just let me make they throw points. To be red and black, or it just carry your nigga. Give me 3 minutes, maybe four, she be wanna marry your nigga. What a project this. Bring me a red chick. One that don't give a fuck. And say she's a bad bitch. Bring me a project chick. Bring me a red chick. One that don't give a fuck.
fucking up in your whole house. Nigga started fucking one of the balls, cause she was sucking a nigga dick good and keeping it hard. Letting the nigga come all over her chest and come. She was still lying. I spared her because her children. She was a whore, she gave me head behind her beard done. Ain't selling records, but I'm out cause sell a million. If you wanna take it there, we can break it off. Cause y'all pussy ain't got a nigga tweaking it all. I sling this dick summer, winter, spring, and the fall. Ask me lay it down, I'm bringing it all. I'm trying to hit you from the back, tell you how it get long. This motherfucking dick good and it always be hard.